And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it in, call it in, same number for both. I am curious about two things, especially two things. One, did you watch the debate last night? What'd you think of it? I'd like to get some reader or some listener opinion on that. And then secondly, what do you think about the city of Huntsville's new ordinance that says you can be pulled over and fined and even jailed if you are seen by a police officer driving with a phone in your hand? Butters, you and I have probably done a lot of work in our cars. Like, how many times have you made business calls on your phone while you're driving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Well, I mean, I'm just envisioning the 16-year-old me driving around South Carolina in a stick shift with a cheeseburger and a glass of sweet tea. Back when cars didn't have 40 bajillion, you know, cup holders. Steering with your knees. there's definitely a lot more to distract us these days.
Well, how are they going to enforce this?
Yeah, though? I don't get it. Like, that's the challenge.
I mean, think about, like you just said, all the things that we are also apparently allowed to do, but we can't do that. You're right. So I can have a beverage in my hand. I can be trying to find the cup holder for my beverage. They put cup holders in the car for a reason. I can be plugging in, you know, I guess most of our streaming is now done on our phones, but you know what I'm saying? I can be plugging it into the data port of my dash. I can be on the big screen on my Jeep dash. I can be trying to find what station I want to listen to.
And I assume that the ladies can still, well, I guess anybody these days that wants to put makeup on can put makeup on while they're driving through Huntsville. So yeah, I don't know. That's how do you enforce that?
I don't know. And by the way,
you're the attorney.
I'm going to tell you right now, I could get anybody pretty much out of this unless they're going to be, you know, like in traffic stops where they use the radar gun, they can keep a record, right? I guess they're going to have photos. Well, we actually saw it. Here it is. Oh, yeah, that actually is my phone. But what about any number of things that you might have thought were a phone, like they were picking something up to look at it, like a paperback book or, you know, or a photo of their family. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Or you just, I mean, for us guys, pulling out your wallet because you're about to pull into to Mickey D's and get you a Big Mac so you can drive around with a Big Mac and fries.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's that wallet. And that was my wallet, you know. Or you're getting your phone out because you're now going to use Apple Pay when you roll through the drive-thru.
And, I'd forgotten that. I'm getting so aggravated. I've gone through McDonald's drive-thru multiple times, and I'm at the drive-thru, and they go, are you going to use the McDonald's app today? No, I'm in your drive-thru.
Yeah,
you're right. You got to get your phone. I guess what they'll say is, well, you need to wait till you're at the window.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nanny state.
That is definitely a tough one to try and enforce.
It's a friggin' nanny state. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'd go all the way back to seatbelt laws. You should wear a seatbelt or a helmet when you're on a motorcycle. But should we be told to do that?
Okay, you just went down that road. You just had to go down that road. You just went down that road. No pun intended. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all text it in, call it in. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the world, the nation. And I mean, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So Butters, the text lines just kind of went crazy.
Yeah, they did.
So apparently this is going to be a thing. We're going to be talking about cell phones for a bit. Good Lord at the texts. So yeah, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it in, call it in. I can see I got a caller on line one, so I'll just go ahead and grab it. Brad from Tennessee, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
So I come from California. I'm a political refugee from California.
Nice.
Moved to Tennessee, work in North Alabama, and I have experienced the cell phone laws since I was a kid, and I'm 40 now.
Okay. Wow.
So the thing is, it has absolutely nothing to do with safety. They will say it's safety. They will preach it's safety. It's about the money.
Ah.
It's about a method for them to tack on a charge onto a existing or, you know, now apparent running or stop sign, going through a red light. They can tack it on, and they're not worried about people that are going to try and fight it. They want the people that are just going to say, yeah, I don't have time for this. I'm going to pay the fine and just get over it.
Yeah. Wow. So California's had this for a while. Let me ask you this, man. Brad, do they have jail time attached to it out there in California also?
If it got severe enough, and like they're trying to do here, if it got severe enough and you had, you know, habitual offenses, then yes, they would probably tack on jail time. What that time was, I'm not sure. But, I mean, it was a lot of money. I know that.
Wow. All right, Brad, what part of California did you live in, by the way?
San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, welcome to the South, brother. We're glad you're here.
Right on. Thank you. Right. I am ecstatic to be here with my family.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, have a great weekend, Brad. Appreciate the call.
All right, you too.
Wow, that's, I mean, can you imagine, hey, buddy, what are you in for? Yeah, I was talking on a cell phone. Oh, okay. You know, what do you do with that? I just
don't drop the soap.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I got to take some text messages, Butters, and get away from your commentary there for a minute. But yeah, that's John from Elkmont says, holding a coffee cup or anything else other than the steering wheel is next. The camel's nose is now under the tent. He's right. I'm telling you, that's what they're going to, you know what? That's the option. They have two options here because the law is so stupid and it's so incapable of being fully enforced or correctly enforced. That what you're going to wind up seeing is, you know what? He's right. We didn't know that wasn't a phone in their hands. Let's make it anything in their hands. Okay. You've got to be driving with your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel, both hands. But how do I scratch my nose? I'm sorry, sir, 10 and 2, or you get a ticket. Well, who knows? Where does it stop?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Brad's onto something there with
the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, there'll be a lot of people that don't fight it, that just want to pay it. Lawyers are expensive. I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
I've heard somebody say that before. Roger from Madison says it's perfectly legal to drive with a dog in your lap. You know he's got a point.
Yeah.
Barry from Athens, when's Huntsville going to pull people over for eating fast food from a drive-thru or applying their makeup while driving? There you go. See, that's what we're saying. Badger from Athens is just saying, happy Friday. Thank you, Badger. Appreciate you. You too. Brian from Decatur, I disagree with your synopsis of the cell phone ordinance, okay? I can drive anywhere in Alabama and see people swerving. I see it. As soon as you pull up beside them, 100% chance they're on their phone. From what I understand, the law does not prevent you from having it on a mount or hanging up a call or push-button calls. It's only actually held in your hand. I know. I get that. But that means you have to have a hands-free device. You have now just made it necessary for people to either have a newer car that has it built in or they have to go buy something else to be able to talk on their phone. And then, oh, by the way, you say that about having it in the mount. When is the mount going to be at eye level so you can see it? The vast majority of cars, you got to look down, find it, do something with it. Yeah. And if you don't have voice activation to dial somebody, you're automatically breaking the law if you pick it up to dial. So I hear what you're saying, Brian, but I agree with it. It's distracted driving's real. I said that in my monologue. But the truth of the matter is, government can go so far that at some point you're not allowed to breathe until they say so. John from Huntsville, Phil, nice monologue. Just wanted to let you know that I didn't watch the debate. Okay. So some of my texts will probably have nothing to do with the current topic. Have you filled out your final 10 football picks yet? There's only two conference championships. Oh, you know what? Thank you, my brother John. I got to do that. James from Harvest. I'm a service worker. He said last night's debate was epic. It's hard to believe Gavin Newsom actually believes all the junk he was spouting. I don't think he does believe it, to be honest with you. I don't think he does. I think he had the artful dodger syndrome. He was lying through his teeth. Anyway, he goes on to say, James does, I'm a service worker in Huntsville. Honestly, I ain't mad about the new phone law. These people can barely drive without distractions. I couldn't tell you how many times someone had come into my lane. There's almost always a phone on. So there's that. I hear it. And I don't argue that point. I understand, and I get it. But the idea of putting somebody in jail, that's going to be tough. Let me take line one again. Is that Brian? Is that Brian from Huntsville? Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing all right, sir. And I appreciate the thought of it. I don't want to put somebody in jail over using their cell phone, per se, but I have been slammed into my side by somebody that was doing just that in the past.
Yeah.
And then I just want to bring up a point that if it's distracted driving, even though as much as I love our law enforcement officers, how much distraction do they have going on between radios and comms and communications?
Great point. And I hope we don't see law enforcement driving down the road with a cell phone to their ear. Yeah.
You all have a blessed day.
See you, man. I can't keep up with the text messages, Butters. They are just like pouring in. Lisa from Huntsville. The cell phone law is the dumbest thing ever. This is a perfect example of why mayoral elections should not be nonpartisan. I work for a pastor. He made the great point that what if he had an emergency with a member of the church and he had them on hands-free, passengers in the car, but there was a confidential matter? What's he supposed to do, especially if it's an emergency? Way to go, city council. Lisa, I mean, there's going to be any number of examples like that. You're with people. I've done that before. You know, I'll have a legal client call me, and Charlene and I are in the car together, and they'll come in on speaker, and I'll say, hey, man, tell you what, hang on, let me take you off speaker so I can talk to you. That's the only way you can do it. So now you got to buy a headset, I guess.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, the can of worms is out there with having stuff in a vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've always had stuff in your hand. It's tough.
Since time immemorial, back in the day, they were, I don't know what, carving it into wood, but nonetheless, it's real. Jeff from Holly Pond, like when you're changing a CD, he says. Not many people do that nowadays.
Yeah, there's a couple of people listening right now. Like, what's a CD?
I know. What's an album? What? But Jeff also says, if I wear a helmet in my car, can I not wear a seatbelt? I'd wear rib protectors too. But okay. John from Decatur says,
for the record, I highly encourage you to wear a seatbelt when you're operating a motor vehicle.
Oh, thank you for that disclaimer. Butters rescuing me. Yes, thank you so much.
I just want to make sure that no one in
Right Side Radio advocates for seatbelts. There you go. The quality of legal services performed are not necessarily. Anita from South Huntsville says, obviously it disadvantages the underprivileged, Phil. Wealthy drivers can connect to their fancy Bluetooth systems, and not everyone can afford that convenience. And the elderly don't even understand the technology. Oh, point made. Roy from Hartsell, this whole thing has been the text message, bro. Roy from Hartsell, while the cops are pulling you over for holding a phone, they're probably on their computer running your tag. He's right. John from Brownsboro, I watched what I could of the debate, had kids. He says, what rankled me was Googling it to find out when and where to watch it. There were 4 pages of results from ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, The Hill, and others before you get to a Fox story, and they were hosting it. I know, Google does that, man. They also showed their ignorance by saying it would air at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Well, okay. I hope you enjoyed what you saw. Patrick from Grove Oaks says, get the phone, Phil, and on something important. Get off the phone, Phil. Okay, and on something. So he's wanting me off the topic. Well, Patrick, I appreciate it. Since I have a break in 2 minutes, there will be an obviously opportunity there for me to do it. I could start a dipper now, but listen, I'll just keep running the show, bud. Brian from Decatur says, boo-hoo, stay off your phone driving. Okay, all right, opinions. Lewis from Trinity, I'll get a big ticket in Kennesaw, Georgia against a speed trap. First person to do it in 7 years back in 2002. It's about money. He said, some municipalities get grants to run speed traps and you go to court, thinking you can fairly fight it, but they'll tell you pay it now or pay less and plead your case, lose and pay more. His point is well made. All right, last couple and then we're done. Brand new texter in the string. Glad you're here. Appreciate you. Alan from Coleman says, I am on the wrong side of the cell phone debate. He says, comparing a cell phone to drinking a cup of coffee is ludicrous. I don't have to think about what my coffee says to me. I don't have to think about and respond to my cup of coffee. The issue isn't where your hands are. The issue is where your mind is. We all know who's on their phone. They sit still at green lights. They vary their speed on the highways. They swerve all over the place. Penalties should equal DUI punishment. Alan, I hope you never get elected. So just saying. The idea that you're going to take a cell phone and equate that to a DUI is a little bit over the top, bud. You may be irritated with distracted driving, but you got to recognize that the moment you give government the opportunity to say, you can't have that in your hands, you've just opened the door for them to say what you have to have in your hands.
And I think the matter is not, there's an issue. Like you acknowledge that there's an issue with distracted driving. It's the, how are we going about trying to fix that issue or mitigate that issue and that threat to everybody else on the road?
And I thought that it was debatably appropriate that the state legislature already considered this and decided they would make it a secondary offense for state tickets. But City of Huntsville decided to make it a primary. We can pull you over. Last ones, Jeff from Indiana. Phil, look up the federal regulations for drivers in a commercial vehicle. You would not want to get caught. $2,700 Jeff, are you texting me while you're driving right now, by the way? It's a voice text. I know it is. It's a voice text. Mike from Athens says, stop putting gas in this fire. The law is the law. Distracted driving is a serious issue. Need to use your phone, pull over and use it. Or when we're kids, find a payphone. Okay, payphones are out. Anyway, Mike, thanks. All right, that's enough of that. We're taking a break. We're coming right back. We're jumping into the first topic here. I got some home fries we got to cook up. There's things happening around the state, to include the fact that the Alabama legislature was just called out by the Wall Street Journal. I'll tell you about it. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.